nothing if the ship keeps rocking. We'll all go overboard.
CQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomas. North Korea's dictator pledging his full and unconditional support for Russia's war in Ukraine. The vow came today at a meeting with Vladimir Putin in Russia's Far East.
North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un arrived to a warm welcome in Russia as a military band lined the platform at his arrival. In a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin the following day, Kim said, Russia is waging a sacred fight to defend its sovereignty, security interests and justice against the hegemonists. The meeting took place at the Vostochny Cosmodrome. The meeting location suggests the North's desire for Russian assistance to develop military reconnaissance satellites. For Putin, the meeting with Kim is an opportunity to refill ammunition stores that the 18-month-old war in Ukraine has drained. I'm Karen Chamas.
Serious allegations of a CIA COVID cover-up. An agency whistleblower has told Congress the CIA offered to pay analysts to bury their findings that the virus probably got its start in a Chinese lab. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy suggesting that if President Biden is innocent of corruption allegations and really knew nothing of his son's foreign business affairs, then he has nothing to lose by cooperating with a Republican-led impeachment inquiry.
Now, I would encourage the president and his team to fully cooperate with this investigation in the interests of transparency. We are committed to getting the answers for the American public. Nothing more, nothing less. We will go wherever the evidence takes us.
Democrats accuse Republicans of playing politics and wasting time, a charge GOP lawmakers find laughable given the Russian collusion hoax and the multiple impeachments of then-President Trump. Dow futures down 48. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thank you. Pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Inflation is pushing up the cost of just about everything, but life insurance actually costs less today than it did a few years ago. Now is the time to get the insurance you need. Call SelectQuote and we'll help you save more than 50% on term life insurance. You can get up to $2 million in same-day coverage with no medical exam.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-646-9595 or go to SelectQuote.com now. That's 1-800-646-9595.
Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
Jewish leaders stressing the importance of vigilance in security as anti-Semitism rears its ugly head here at home and abroad.
The Jewish high holidays that encompass Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are meant to be a period of joy and reflection. The season is also a time of heightened vigilance in the face of recent increases in anti-Semitic threats and violence. A network of Jewish security experts and religious leaders are hosting several webinars to help prepare for the season. Among the topics, how to respond to an active threat targeting the Jewish community and how to stop severe bleeding. Security measures have been expanding at Jewish institutions across the United States for more than a decade. I'm Walter Ratliff.
China announcing it is upgrading its diplomatic ties with Venezuela to an all-weather partnership. That's a label reserved for a select few of its diplomatic partners. Venezuela's president currently on a state visit to Beijing, his fifth as president, according to state broadcaster CCTV. News and analysis, townhall.com. Tesla is sticking with Texas.
According to an excerpt from a soon-to-be-released Elon Musk biography, Tesla will be building their next-generation electric vehicles in Texas rather than Mexico. When Tesla engineers could not be convinced to move south of the border, the decision was made to produce the vehicles at the factory near Austin. The fleet will include a model that's priced at $25,000 and a robo-taxi. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Leaders of the United Auto Workers Union are considering targeted strikes at a small number of factories run by each of Detroit's three automakers if they can't reach contract agreements by a Thursday night deadline. The union's leadership discussed smaller-scale strikes at a meeting last Friday, and local union leaders were told about the strategy yesterday afternoon. That's according to two insiders with knowledge of the events. The UAW president, Sean Fain, expected to update the rank and file on the situation in a Facebook Live briefing later today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty, this is Carrie. How can I help you?
Hi, Carrie. Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing today?
Good, Joel. How are you?
Great, great, great. We're looking for some neighborhood news today. Carrie, what do you have to share with us today?
Oh, alrighty. It's been a crazy year. We've added more than 20 new rentals to the vacation rental program and have even more coming soon. Condos and cabins on water, an adorable farmhouse on acreage, Long Lake, Schnur Lake, a couple east of Park Falls, a few west of Phillips, and even one up in Ashland just a few minutes away from the Shawamigan Bay. We have plenty of places on beautiful, crisp snowmobile trails to get ready for a winter trip, and it's never too early to plan for next summer's vacation, too. Visit upnorthvacationlodging.com to see all of our current inventory and book any cabin right online. And if anyone has any questions, Joel, they can reach me here at the Northwoods Realty and Property Management Office. I'm happy to help.
Very good. We'll check in again later, Carrie, for more neighborhood news. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Joel.
Too. Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
At Northwoods Realty, they know that your home is more than just wooden shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. And that's why Northwoods Realty puts so much of themselves into their work. With their reputation, integrity, and excellent service, you can count on the realtors at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family, because they also offer property management services. Northwoods Realty. They sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Heckman Auction and Estate Sales presents a Samson huge online auction going on right now, right here in Phillips, Wisconsin. Holy cow, over 1,000 lots with many new-in-the-box items. Yes, the Samsons were collectors. Here's a short list, including holiday decor, new-in-the-box, Christmas lights and yard decorations, etc., plus lawn and garden items, again, new-in-the-box, and fishing and boating items, you guessed it, many new-in-the-box. Hurry, online bidding begins and ends this Thursday, September 14th at 6 p.m. and following. Special preview day prior, 10 to 1 on Thursday at 111 Cemetery Road here in Phillips. Visit HeckmanAuction.com to see what else is new in the box, and be sure to download their free mobile app. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Tad Aylin. An 11th-hour change is proposed to how Wisconsin's legislative districts are drawn.
With a legal challenge to existing Republican-drawn maps pending in the state Supreme Court, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss Tuesday abruptly announced the Assembly will vote Thursday on an Iowa-style system for drawing maps. Under the Iowa system, a nonpartisan body draws maps that are then subject to up or down votes by the legislature. Democratic Governor Tony Evers quickly blasted the action, noting there's been no public hearing or any other public consideration. And Evers questioned whether the Republican proposal is truly nonpartisan, calling it bogus. At the Capitol, Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Newly filed lawsuit asks the Wisconsin Supreme Court to prohibit the state legislature from impeaching Justice Janet Protasiewicz. That suit, filed directly with the court this week by three Protasiewicz voters, states lawmakers lack constitutional authority for impeachment and that removing the liberal judge from office would invalidate the constitutional rights of people who voted for her. Republican legislative leaders have threatened impeachment if Protasiewicz doesn't recuse herself from two redistricting lawsuits. Protasiewicz referred to the Republican-drawn maps as rigged during her election campaign, in which she defeated conservative Daniel Kelly with 55% of the statewide vote. Another Republican has come forward to challenge Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin in 2024. Trempealeau County Board Supervisor Stacy Klein said she'd formally announce her candidacy Saturday after filing the paperwork to run for Baldwin's Senate seat Tuesday. The only other declared Republican candidate vying for the office is UW-Stevens Point College Republican Chair Rajani Ravindran.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Are you looking for a great part-time job? Do you remember your bus driver growing up? Remember how they got you home safe and watched out for you? Now's your chance. Be a positive influence, serve your community, and help get kids back to school. Covison Buses has immediate openings. Starting wages have just increased to their highest level. See how you can have the opportunity to earn up to $23 per hour based on experience. Visit Covison.com. That's Kobussen.com for more information and to find a Covison terminal near you.
A healthcare system in Wisconsin has regained access to patients' online health records and patient portals following a cyber attack. HSHS Systems and Prevea Health announced Tuesday they restored functionality of their Epic platform, which stores health records electronically. All 15 HSHS hospitals in Wisconsin and Illinois and Prevea Health facilities have been working through a technology outage since last month. Now's the time to get your property ready for the fall deer hunt.
While many people focus simply on observing gun safety during the hunt, State Deer Program Specialist Jeff Pritzel says that's not how most people are injured.
The biggest risk is self-injury due to falling out of a tree stand that breaks or some other piece of equipment that breaks or doesn't perform properly.
Be sure you do a daytime run through of all the equipment you're going to use because you'll likely be coming back in the dark when it's time to hunt. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And I'm Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Marjorie Klochowski, 96, of Phillips, passed away on August 31st in Marshfield. She is survived by her daughters, Kitty Bessie, Laverne Rondo, and Christine Huff. Survived also by her granddaughters and by her great-grandchildren. There will be a memorial service at the Kingdom Hall of Jehovah's Witnesses in Phillips that will be held on September 30th at 2 p.m. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Marjorie Klochowski, 96, Phillips. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051
to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Not sure which thermometer to choose? Accuracy matters. Exergen Temporal Scanner is the smart choice. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a fast, non-invasive, and clinically accurate thermometer. Exergen provides all of that and is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be smart and safe. Measure temperature accurately with Exergen, the number one choice for medical professionals at the top-ranked hospitals in the U.S. Learn more at Exergen.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have some cloud cover to start, as well as some areas of patchy fog, gradually clearing skies into the afternoon with highs in the lower 60s, with our winds remaining light and variable. Then for tonight, mostly clear skies, some patchy frost late, mid-30s. Thursday, lots of sunshine with highs up closer to 70, and then mid-60s for highs on Friday with a chance for some scattered showers and thundershowers. Saturday, still can't rule out a chance for a shower there with a high of 64, and for Sunday, lower 60s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 43 degrees.
Heckman Auction and Estate Sales presents a Samson huge online auction going on right now, right here in Phillips, Wisconsin. Holy cow, over 1,000 lots with many new-in-the-box items. Yes, the Samsons were collectors. Here's a short list, including holiday decor, new-in-the-box, Christmas lights and yard decorations, etc., plus lawn and garden items, again, new-in-the-box, and fishing and boating items, you guessed it, many new-in-the-box. Hurry, online bidding begins and ends this Thursday, September 14th at 6 p.m. and following. Special preview day prior, 10 to 1 on Thursday at 111 Cemetery Road here in Phillips. Visit HeckmanAuction.com to see what else is new in the box and be sure to download their free mobile app. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. Oh, thank you. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of hospitalization from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
With SRN Sports, I'm Andrew Stewart. Big heartbreak in the Big Apple for New York Jets fans.
Aaron Rodgers has a torn left Achilles tendon, according to a person familiar with the diagnosis, and the 39-year-old quarterback likely will miss the rest of the New York Jets season. An MRI on Tuesday confirmed the 4-time NFL MVP's injury, the person told the Associated Press. NFL Network first reported Rodgers tore the Achilles tendon, which occurred after the Jets' forced snap of Monday's season opener against Buffalo. Torn Achilles tendons typically take several months of recovery due to the extensive rehabilitation needed. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Also in the NFL, former wide receiver Mike Williams has died. Williams got injured in a construction accident 2 weeks ago and was put on a ventilator. Doctors then took him off. Williams was 36 years old. This is SRN Sports. In Major League Baseball, the Atlanta Braves now closer to another division title with an extra inning win over the Philadelphia Phillies.
Eddie Rosario's RBI single in the top of the 10th inning gave the Braves a 7-6 win over the Phillies. Atlanta led a 1.62 before Philadelphia battled back, tying the game in the bottom of the 9th on a leadoff home run by Trey Turner. Rosario's game-winning hit enabled the Braves to reduce the magic number to clinch the National League Eastern Division to 1. Bryce Harper, homer for the Phils. It was his 1,500th career major league hit. Michael Luongo, Philadelphia.
Other National League winners include Pittsburgh, the Mets, Milwaukee, Colorado, and the Dodgers. Meanwhile, American League winners, the Yankees, the White Sox, Texas, Minnesota, Oakland, the Yankees again, Kansas City, and Seattle. This is SRN Sports. I'm Andrew Stewart.
Another terrific outing from a Brewers starting pitcher leads to a 3-1 win over the Miami Marlins on Tuesday night. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Freddy Peralta earned his 12th win of the season, going 6 1/3, allowing a run on two hits while striking out 9. It gives Peralta 200 strikeouts for the season, first time he's reached that milestone.
You know, a lot of happiness brings to me and excited about that. Grateful, because before the season, that was my, you know, kind of one of my goals, 200Ks. And now I hit it, so, you know, there's more time ahead, but I feel good about it and happy.
Josh Donaldson clubbed his first homer in a Brewers uniform. He went 2 for 2 with a pair of walks.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously nice to come in and contribute and have the team win 2 games in a row. You know, for me, just coming in here and being positive, trying to take advantage of every opportunity that I can get and help the team win.
Game 3 of the series tonight at AmFam Field. Mets have a new president of baseball operations. He's former Brewers president of baseball ops David Stearns getting the job. He'll officially take over at the end of the season. Packers back to work today, getting ready for Sunday's road game at Atlanta. Yesterday, they added guard Michael Jordan to their practice squad. He was originally selected by the Bengals in the 4th round out of Ohio State in the 2019 draft. Packers tackle David Bakhtiari, seeing his friend Aaron Rodgers go down with a season-ending Achilles injury, took the time to continue to hold the NFL accountable for injuries that occur on turf fields. Bakhtiari on the Rich Eisen show yesterday.
You're making the game worse, jeopardizing all players. But even of that, you have your upper echelon of really what people come to see. And I put Aaron up in there. And then there's a lot of other guys who, you know, I'm not going to sit here, I don't have it off the top of my head, of the guys who have been injured playing on artificial turf. But like, the quality of the game goes down when you don't have your elite players out there.
Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And checking out some other local sports notes from yesterday in Lakeland boys soccer action. It was Lakeland winning yesterday. Lakeland topped Medford by a score of 6-1. The Phillips Logger volleyball team won a home Merrowood Conference match, defeating Rib Lake last night 3-0, 25-7, 25-20, and 25-16. The Loggers improved their conference record to 2-0 and 14-3 overall. The Loggers were led by Casey Egerbrecht, who had 3 aces, 19 assists, and 17 digs. Matea Eckert had 18 attack kills, and Brooke Eckert had 10. The Logger JV lost 3-0, while JV 2 won 2-1. The next action for the Logger volleyball team is at the Owen Withy Triangular coming up on Saturday. The Lakeland tennis team, they edged Pacelli 4-3 yesterday. Winning for Lakeland was a number 4 singles, Ellie Baker, and the doubles teams of Savannah Barton, Christina Omet, number 1 doubles a winner, Charlie Cleveland and Allie Timmerman, along with number 3 doubles, Lila Biller and Alyssa Erickson. Lakeland edging Pacelli 4-3. The Butternut girls middle school team hosted a young but scrappy Mercer team and looked very sharp most of the night last night. The midget middle school girls focused on improving their tough half-court defense and finding some open shooters on the offensive end while also getting some younger girls some extra time also. And Butternut pulled away early and cruised to a 44-19 win. Gianna Nehring led the way for Butternut with 17. Brooklyn Tremel had 12, and Ellie Kohler added 8. Butternut improves to 3-1, and they'll travel to Washburn for middle school girls basketball on Friday. Archive game stories and much more. Our website is a bit under construction. We'll be changing soon, but there's some good stuff on there at 98QCountry.com. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
I will say this, me and my dog do have this in common. We have terrible ADD, which is very, you know, people don't care. ADD is the one disorder people are like, get over it, man. Just focus. What are you doing? Like, there's no sympathy for ADD. There's no walk for a cure for ADD. This is a shame. because it will be such a short walk. You can do it on your lunch break, man. We couldn't even organize the ADD walk. We kept getting distracted. Squirrel the whole time. Now, we'd have to get help from OCD. Yeah, those folks got their stuff together.
And now, great moments in history.
September 13th, 1788. With independence secured, the founding fathers set the date to elect a president, launching America's first presidential campaign.
Now that Mr. Washington has made the case for his candidacy, we'll allow time for other interests to air a response.
Thank you, Mr. Adams. Is George Washington really good for the United States? A man who cut down a cherry tree just to make a point about his so-called honesty. How many cherry trees will die if he becomes president? And where's he hiding all that wood? In his teeth? George Washington. Wrong for the environment. Wrong for America. This November, take your powder, take your gun, but don't report to General Washington. Flipping Political Action Committee is responsible for the content of my speech.
This has been Great Moments in History.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
What do you listen?
Why? Because I like the station.
Because they're the best radio station.
I love the music. I love everything.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
We've been swinging and missing. It ain't broke yet, but damn, it needs fixing. Been a while since you kissed, felt like kissing. It's just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something about a ring makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and mistakes, tears rolling down your face. When I walked out that door, that's when I lost it. Midnight in Austin, and damn, I'm exhausted. What the hell's this all for? Is this where more of this can we take?
air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
I got rice cooking in the microwave. Got a 3-day beard I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm a doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade.